Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us as we mourn the death of a precious child, Griff Craig Johnson, our beloved brother in Christ. Amen. Ben and Kaya, Quinn and Jet, Craig, Patty, Robert, and Michelle, family and friends, our Lord has taken Griff to himself in heaven. But take heart, we will see Griff again. So says Jesus, who is our resurrection and our life. Amen. Our hearts are heavy with sorrow, but God provides us in this hour with his comfort through the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such belongs the kingdom of God." On the basis of this word from our Lord's own lips, Griff was lifted up in prayer and commended into the arms of our Lord. Even while still in the womb, Griff was surrounded by the love and prayers of his family and this congregation. Beloved, those prayers have been heard. And so it is that even in the depths of our grief, we find relief in the truth that he who fearfully and wonderfully made this child and formed him in the womb of his mother is the same one who dearly loves this child, died and shed his blood to save this child, and by his gospel called this child to be his own forever. Although Griff did not have the opportunity to be baptized, we trust in God's mercy and believe that he has heard our prayers and, according to his word, has received such a child into his kingdom. Therefore, as it is written, "And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." Amen. Griff is in God's loving embrace. This faith of ours is not grounded in any wishful thinking or hopeful feeling we might have. It is grounded in the truth. Our faith is grounded in Christ, who for us sinful men was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, lived as a child, suffered and was crucified as a man, was buried in a tomb, and rose again on the third day. All this to conquer our sin, to pay for our death, and deliver us and Griff from the grave forever. Because of Jesus' shed blood and righteousness, we are confident that every child who is conceived and born sinful, and yet commended unto our Savior's hands by prayer and supplication, is truly now at rest in his loving embrace. So Griff is there, free from all suffering, free from all evil, free from all pain. Indeed, it is our deepest desire to be with him. And so thus did we sing, "Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge ever was given. God his own doth tend and nourish. In his holy courts they flourish. From all evil things he spares them. In his mighty arms he bears them." Yes, Griff is in our Father's arms. Therefore, we listen to this word of his Son, Jesus. "Beloved, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Griff now resides in one of those many rooms prepared by our Savior himself waiting for the day when we shall be reunited. And behold, that day is coming. Soon Christ our Lord will descend from heaven and raise us up with all the dead and wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. Yes, soon the comfort with which we are comforted today will be brought into its fullness, and we shall be joyously reunited with Griff in the presence of God Almighty. We have much to look forward to. And yet even now, we are not left without our Lord's great consolation. In the face of our heartache, our Lord reminds us that He is with us. As the psalmist writes, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." We trust that the Lord is walking with us, comforting and strengthening us for the road ahead. And in giving us Himself, behold, He also gives us to each other. So let us lean on one another for support and encouragement. We are a family in Christ, bound together by the love of our Heavenly Father, who calls us to carry each other's burdens. So let us be a source of strength, comfort, and encouragement for Ben and Kaya and the family as we walk together through this valley. Come what may, we are confident that our Lord is with us, guiding us home, guiding us to our rest, guiding us to that bright shore where we will weep no more. Along our journey, His Spirit helps us to pray for strength, the strength we need to trust in His mercy and grace, even amid all our struggles and questions and pain. The Holy Spirit also lifts us up from dwelling too long on what seems like we have lost to now rejoicing in what we have gained, what Griff has gained. We have gained a good shepherd, a shepherd who has borne our cross and carried our sorrows, a shepherd who knows our suffering and has taken it upon Himself. And in its place, He gives us forgiveness, eternal life, the joy of salvation. Along our journey, the devil will come upon us. He will tempt us time and time again to despair and say, "The Lord has stolen our loved ones from us." But Jesus, our shepherd, will have none of His lies. He will send His Spirit at once and send that devil packing, saying, "Yes, my beloved, I have taken Griff away to myself in heaven, but behold, I am with you. And because I am with you, then so too is Griff with you. I do not have two flocks, a sheepfold in heaven and a sheepfold on earth. My flock is one. There is one flock and one shepherd. Not even death can separate you from my love." As my Apostle Paul has written, "Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." O beloved people of His pasture, O sheep of our Savior's hand, our good shepherd keeps us as one. For His name's sake, He guides us through this valley of the shadow of death and makes us to dine at table with all the company of heaven. Every time we come to the Lord's Supper, we gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. That includes Griff. It's something wonderful to look forward to every Sunday. And at the last, our Lord will bring us to dwell in His house forever. One day He will raise us up with Griff and give us glorified bodies like His very own body. Immediately He will usher us into His new creation, a new heaven and a new earth, where we shall dwell forever. And at once He will welcome us unto that great marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which shall have no end. And oh, what a feast that will be. Griff will be there. And from what I hear, he will be enjoying a great deal of guacamole, dancing to the praises of our King. On that day, we will no longer wonder what life with Griff might have been like. We will know. We will live life with him together forever. So says Jesus, who is our resurrection and our life, even he who is God, the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congregation stands for a prayer.